This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
But I think at the fair I'd blend in because I spend my summers at my grandparents' farm.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
There's a 30, Jace Cannon turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who is very ready for game day. He tweeted out this morning said, hashtag game day.
I don't tweet.
Steve Sell.
Anybody who knows me knows I do not tweet. So I wouldn't even know how to tweet, what you tweet. I just don't have a clue about that.
Steve is misleading you a little bit because he does understand the Twitter world. He understands how it works. He understands how to find people. But Steve is just not one that participates in the action. So let's say there's an event going on downtown, big chili cook-off right in the middle of Main Street. Steve is not going to go be a part of the chili fest. But what he might do is lurk in the shadows, sit on top of the roofs downtown.
Stalking?
With binoculars.
I don't think so.
That's what Steve does on Twitter. He knows what's going on. He's checking and seeing what's happening.
But he
just doesn't participate.
I check McPherson High's Twitter, and I check McPherson College's Twitter. And
maybe a few select others.
Yeah, Central College's Twitter. That's about it.
He always knows what's going on. But Steve, we have a fun show today on a very busy Tuesday. And the reason it's such a busy Tuesday is this is not the official start of the Bullpup fall sports season, but in our mind, it is. Because this is the first day that everything is at home, and we have a jam-packed Tuesday for you.
Really do. I know there's the JV tennis tournament starts at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Brown, you know, he's got that great freshman class. He says, I got like 10 freshmen that can really play. So the freshmen that didn't play in the varsity meet, he had two freshmen play varsity in their first meet. The other ones will be JV today. I wouldn't surprise me, given his roster size, if he has two teams enter today, because I think he's got enough players basically for two teams, so it wouldn't surprise me. But they're playing at 3 o'clock. Then I'm going to check out the McPherson High Winfield volleyball match at 5 as part of a triangular. And then, of course, we have our soccer broadcast night. What a great opener, McPherson High and Newton. This is like a playoff game. These two teams are going to go deep into the postseason, even being Class 5A. They've played great games in the past. Last year, a double overtime game. Newton prevailed in double overtime. So the Bullpups are going to come out trying to avenge that loss from last year.
And the Railers last year, they graduated a very deep senior class. And some of the notes that I was giving you this morning, a few All-State players. But you look at what some of the guys that were not at the varsity level did last year at the JV level, it indicates that this is not going to be a team that loses much.
It's kind of like Bueller in football. You know,
right.
Bueller graduated all 22 starters, which is a little misleading because a lot of their guys went both ways last year. But I can guarantee you, Bueller is going to, you know, be a team that probably goes 7-1, 6-2 during the regular season. I don't think they'll go 8-0, but they've got a pretty formidable schedule. I haven't looked at Bueller's schedule this year. They always play Andale. I just wonder if they're playing Andale this year. That's typically – they've always played
– I'll pull it up for you here.
Okay.
Keep talking.
And they've always played Wichita Collegiate, which is a very good football team, and, of course, McPherson on the schedule. But I guarantee you, even though Bueller lost every single starter. I mean, when you got guys like Jordan Hawkins, you know, who is a state champion sprinter, they've got a freshman running back. I did see something. They may have a freshman running back, Sam Elliott. They're ballyhooing him as like the next Dalton Brown, and they think he'll play as a freshman. Buehler's going to be just fine. Shed no tears for the Crusaders.
Here's their schedule. Newton at home, at El Dorado, at Augusta, Mulvane at home, McPherson at home, at Circle, at Hayes on a Thursday night, and then Winfield at home.
Okay, so they're not playing Andale this year?
Well, the reason for that is that Andale's a 3A.
Right, right.
And Wichita Collegiate, I believe, is a 3A as well.
Yeah, so a lot of things change. Newton will be a, you know, that'll be a good test for them. Hayes, you know, Coach Pab thinks Hayes is going to be pretty good this year.
We got to see him this summer at the camp.
Yeah, they got some dudes, so they'll be fine. So don't, you know, shed no tears for Buehler. In fact, the game with McPherson, don't be surprised if that's the game both teams, if they lose a game, it's to, you know, it's each other. They both could be undefeated other than that game. The team that goes 8-0, you know, wins that game. The team that goes 7-1 loses that game. Of course, I still think the Bullpups cannot look past Salina Sal. I've been saying that all along. You know, I watch our guys practice, a very confident bunch, but they have got to be focused on Salina Sal because Salina Sal, they got some big linemen. They're a 5A school. They play Central. They play Derby. They play, you know, they play
Campus.
You know, incredible. Yeah, Campus is good now. Hutch, incredible
Mays.
Schedule. Yeah, incredible schedule for Salina Sal. So playing McPherson is going to be nothing for them. That's, you know, that's just one of the many tough teams they play during the year.
Speaking of Salina South, I got to talk with Cougar head coach Sam Sellers earlier this morning, which was awesome. He talked with me for about 15 minutes and was talking about a lot of their position guys and where they feel really comfortable. And he was mentioning, yeah, these last 3 years, Salina South has been down compared to where they were the 3 years before that, where 2012, 2013, and 2014, they had 10-win seasons in each of those three seasons.
Right.
Then in 15, 16, and 17, they went 5-5, 1-8, and 3-7 last year.
Very un-South-like.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too,
with a state title game appearance in, I think, 13.
And the thing is, too, Salina Central's also been down during that time. And we can remember the Mustangs. I'll never forget us playing up there, and Jake Sharp, I think, ran for 7 or 8 touchdowns.
And 800 yards.
Yeah, and I think it was like 77-7 or something like that. And Central's been down. Central did not win a single game last year, I don't believe. Either that or they were 1-8.
The Sanbow era begins for the Mustangs this year.
Mark Sanbow.
Correct.
Whose father, Gary, of course, longtime Smoky Valley legendary coach, coached at Bethany. His brother, Matt, of course, the quarterback's coach at McPherson High. A lot of football knowledge in the Sanbow family.
I asked Coach Sellers of Salina South, I was asking him what do you like about McPherson, or I guess what he would dislike about having
right.
to play them. And the first thing that he mentioned is this offense. And I know we've all been hyping up this offense, but I hope you guys don't think I'm crazy, remembering the fact that the Bullpups have a first-team all-league quarterback, a first-team all-league running back, and a first-team all-league wide receiver, not to mention the other guys that are in that wide receiver core.
Yeah, in fact,
when you have that,
yeah,
it makes you so dangerous.
In fact, the three wide receivers for the Bullpups are listed among the top 25 to watch in Kansas by one of the websites. You know, you got K-Preps, you got Sports in Kansas websites that are always cranking out these lists. You got Catch It Kansas. You got a lot of websites that crank out lists, and the Bullpups seemingly have been on every list of every website.
Number two on K-Preps this week. And so, yeah, he mentioned the offense. And these two teams didn't really get to see each other at all this summer, where every now and then they'll bump into each other at like a Fort Hays State camp or happen to have a scrimmage somewhere. But these two haven't seen each other, and the last time they played was in 2015. But the one thing that I think they all know about McPherson, offensively, so skilled. Defensively, they know this defensive line is going to be very tough to run on.
And I think,
or even get a pass
and
off
I think
against.
You're going to be surprised how good our linebacker play is.
Yeah.
We've been out at practice. They got some guys that have really come a long way in a short time. Mason Thrash, Keaton Stockham, Bryson Labbert, a sophomore. Don't be surprised if he plays a lot of snaps. It really comes down to the secondary. We're not very big in the secondary. We got an injury in the secondary that we don't know about how it's going to affect Friday night. The player that – I don't want to mention the player's name, but he's a definite plus in the secondary. But he was at practice yesterday, so that was a good sign. He wasn't doing much, but he was at practice.
We're excited for Friday night, say the least. But we're excited for tonight's game as well, boys soccer against Newton, 7:30. We'll talk about that matchup a little bit more at the end of the show. I also wanted to talk a little bit today about the Big 12 games that are coming up this weekend and how excited Steve is to watch KU against Nicholls State on ESPN+.
And my column tomorrow is about KU football and the state of KU football. And you have to remember, I am an alum of KU, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to sugarcoat anything about the Jayhawks.
Steve, before we go into our first break, we had some breaking news. It's not really breaking news, but a story that popped up, and if you opened up your phone, that's what ESPN is telling you about, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Jerry Jones, maybe the greatest Razorback of all time. No, not really. He was about a 6'1", 185-pound
guard. Yeah.
But he made a comment today on a radio station in Dallas talking about the length of the football season and the schedule that they play. And after this conversation, it's apparent that Jerry Jones is a fan of erasing two preseason games.
Bravo.
So going to two preseason games and then 18 regular season games.
I'm just a fan of – I think there should be only two exhibition games, but I think the 16-game schedule is plenty.
I'm with you.
I just do not think – I mean, the game is so violent. Maybe Jerry's looking at the fact they're, you know, they're doing away with leading with the crown of the helmet, which has caused a lot of furor, you know, from some of the players. They say, you know, how are we supposed to tackle?
Well, it's not even as much that type of injury. We're not talking about drastic injuries with the length of a season. Because if you're going to blow out your ACL, it could happen at any point. If you're going to blow out your shoulder, who knows? But the thing that I think more NFL players would be worried about with an 18-game regular season, plus if you're going to go win the Super Bowl, this turns into, what, a 22-game season?
16
is the nagging injuries.
Yeah.
That hamstring that's just tight.
Well, and Jerry,
your arm having a big bruise on it.
And Jerry Jones is also looking at the fact he probably has looked at, like we have, the preseason games, and you're seeing 20,000, 25,000 people in the stands. Look at all the money they're losing by playing preseason games, getting people beat up. They would rather have 80,000, you know, at two extra regular season games. The season.
The other thing to remember, too, Steve, is that when you see these low ticket prices for preseason games, they weren't purchased at a low ticket price. They are purchased at face value. Season ticket members do not get a discount on preseason games. So let's say you're in the upper deck and your ticket is valued at $55 a game. You're paying $55 for those two seats for two preseason games.
Yeah.
And when you see them being sold for $5 for the Chiefs game on Thursday against the Packers, the people that are season ticket members are taking a loss for these in order to get the regular season tickets. And so the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Raiders, they're not losing any money on ticket sales, but where they do lose the money is beer sales.
Right.
Concession stand.
Yeah.
Jersey sales.
Exactly. Memorabilia type things.
You buy your official Jerry World star.
Jerry Jones is way off base. I guarantee you, for one thing, it would have to pass the players' union. And I can tell you right now,
I don't think they would like the 18-game regular season.
No, they would shoot that down in a heartbeat.
But I think they would like the 2-game preseason.
When I first started watching the NFL, it was 14 games. And I thought that was plenty. I still say, I think 16 games is too much. I think 14 is plenty. I just think these players get so beat up now. You look at the length of their careers. How many, you know, other than linemen who seem to have longer careers, when you look at the skill players, running backs, they're out of the league by 27 or 28 now. When you see a 30-year-old running back, it's almost an anomaly.
Yeah. And the other thing to remember with these schedules is, and the argument that I've heard a few times is, college football doesn't have preseason.
No.
And college football is expecting Auburn and Washington, two teams that are fighting for a national championship, to be ready to go on Saturday. And if you lose that game, your chances of winning a national championship for two top 10 teams are almost gone.
Right. But it has. We have seen.
And they find a way to make
it
work.
We have seen in college football,
and
though,
they're younger.
We have seen in college football, if you lose early, you can still.
You have a chance.
But if you lose late.
But if you lose in the NFL, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because they're taking the whole sample size.
Right.
Where with college football, the only teams that really matter are about the top six.
Yeah.
And you saw with Alabama last year, the questions rose because they were undefeated and then lost the Iron Bowl.
In the AFC West this year, I think 9-7 could win the division. You could lose seven games and win your division in the AFC West. I just don't think there's a really good team in the AFC West. A lot of teams with flaws. I mean, the Chiefs, you know, they've won the West 2 years in a row. But when you look at that defense, does that look like a defense of a team that's going to go 12-4?
But the argument here is more, can guys in the NFL be ready to go with one preseason game,
do they
need four? Because I don't think they need
four. If they do that, then they're going to have to increase the roster size to about 60 or 65 if they play one exhibition game. What about none? Well, and none. If it's none, I think you're going to have a 60 to 65-man roster for like, let them keep it at 65 for a month. And then after a month, you go down to 53.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Because you could evaluate in practice guys you want to keep. So, you know, you have it's almost like a preseason during the regular season, but you got a bunch of guys, you know, 65 guys in practice.
Interesting debate. Jerry Jones sparking the conversation.
And Jerry Jones, remember, he carries a lot of weight in the NFL.
Jerry Jones' grandson is in the quarterback race for my Arkansas Razorbacks.
Really?
They announced their starting quarterback yesterday, and it is not Jerry Jones' grandson.
Is that the kid from Highland Park down
in
Texas?
That's the kid from Highland Park.
Okay. Freshman?
He's very good. He's a freshman.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully here pretty soon, my guy Chad Morris will get him into the rotation and get him playing a lot more. All right, Steve, let's take our first break. When we come back, let's stick with college football. Big 12 games coming up this weekend. We'll talk about what day they're at, what time they're at, where you can watch them. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Steve and I getting jacked up for a couple of fun games tonight. One of them, well, I guess we could call them matches. I don't like to call them a soccer match because I'm not British and I'm not pretending to be British. Sometimes I'll throw in some of those British phases. But
volleyball
is a match.
It's a match. Soccer, to me, is still a game.
And it's still a field.
It's a field. It's not a pitch.
It's a football field that they're playing soccer on.
Right.
Now, if we're at a fancy park with perfect grass, I might refer to it as the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not British.
No.
And I don't pretend to be.
Okay.
But I do like British soccer. I like English soccer. I don't really care about Scotland or Wales or Ireland. I like the English Premier League. Who's your favorite English Premier League team?
Bangladesh?
Well, that's not British.
Oh, okay.
I think that's in Asia.
Okay.
What about your favorite English Premier League football team?
I don't know the difference between Premier League and whatever the other league.
Well, can you name one?
Liverpool?
Yeah, they're in the Premier League.
Okay. Real Madrid.
No. They are in La Liga in España.
See, I can't keep
all those. Because Madrid is in Spain.
I can't keep all those straight. So,
what about one more English Premier League team?
Wales.
That is a country.
No. I don't know. I don't know. I'm perpetually.
How about Manchester United?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Manchester City.
There's like Wayne Rooney or somebody like
that. He's in the MLS now.
Well, see, there's another one.
He plays for DC United.
Somebody. You got all. How do you keep it all straight? I can't keep it all straight.
I'm really smart.
Yeah, you are. And I'm not.
All right, Steve. Big 12 games. I think you know a little bit about the Big 12.
Yeah, I know some.
I think you can name those teams.
Yeah.
Big 12 games this weekend. The first Big 12 game is going to be on Thursday night. You ready for this one?
Okay.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys hosting the Fighting Bears of Missouri State. Okay. Making the long trip from Springfield.
Should be an easy win for
They are an FCS opponent.
Oklahoma State, though, they got a lot of holes to fill. It'll be interesting to see. I picked them, I believe, if I remember right, in my I picked them sixth. I think they're going to be down a little bit this year.
We'll talk about KU and K-State games last. One of the games that I'm really excited about in the Big 12 on Saturday, Florida Atlantic, the Fighting Lane Kiffins, and the Oklahoma Sooners. Now, OU is a 21-point favorite on paper. And in some ways, I think that's about the right number. But something is telling me that Lane Kiffin's bunch is going to be good.
It's going to be close.
Because they closed out the season strong last year. And Florida Atlantic, I do not think, is a joke.
Yeah.
Can OU win by 21? Of course, Kyler Murray is very good, and they are going to have a lot of good pieces back this year.
I think they still have Ronte Anderson at running back. He was a beast.
They've got a lot of good players.
He was a beast.
That's a game to watch. 11 a.m. on Fox.
Why would they put that? That's KU spot, 11 o'clock game.
Well, no, KU is stuck at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. You have to pay to watch KU. They're not giving you that for free. Well, they're not getting any ratings on that.
Well, they wouldn't get any ratings if it was complimentary.
11 a.m., another one, Southern at TCU, who's ranked number 16.
No contest.
Now, here's another one that might be interesting. Number 23, Texas at Maryland. They played to open up the season last year, and I believe Maryland beat Texas.
A lot of problems going on over at Maryland, so I like Texas.
Texas is a 13.5 road favorite.
Yeah.
11 a.m. on Fox Sports 1. Another good game that I'm excited about. Ole Miss, the Rebels, going to Lubbock to take on the Red Raiders, 11 a.m. on ESPN. Texas Tech, a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Ole Miss has had a lot of NCAA problems.
Way to go, Hugh Freeze.
Hugh Freeze got him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they just started popping up with these number one recruiting classes.
Yeah, and then
how'd that happen?
They had that one great year, and then it turned out they cheated their way to that. So,
did you see their new mascot?
No.
Well, when Houston Nutt was the coach, they coined the Land Shark defense.
Yeah.
Back in the Houston Nutt days.
Yeah.
And now one of their mascots is a shark.
Okay.
Tennessee taking on West Virginia from Charlotte, North Carolina. People are really high on the Mountaineers, really high on Will Grier. That should be a fun one on Saturday. And then a couple of your favorites, Abilene Christian at Baylor, South Dakota State at Iowa State to close out the night.
Yeah.
A couple of your favorites. Now, Steve, here are the ones to discuss. I don't think people around here are quite as worried for K-State as the KU fans are worried for their game. South Dakota, the Coyotes, coming to Manhattan, 6 o'clock from the Family Stadium.
Bill.
Moses Family Stadium. Bill drove Moses, past it on Saturday.
Bill Moses Snyder.
You feel pretty confident K-State's just going to run away with it?
Easily. 40 points.
On their two deep, they listed Alex Delton or Skylar Thompson.
I think it'll be Skylar Thompson. I just think he's a better passer.
Now, KU had about 15 different spots on the two deep that said or, which is never a great sign
going into week one.
Nicholls State coming to Lawrence, 6 o'clock.
Well, how much of a favorite is KU?
The odds have not been listed.
I don't think you're going to see odds on KU game. Nicholls State is ranked like 17th in the subdivision, I believe.
In the FCS.
FCS. I think they're ranked 17th. They were like 8-4 last year.
And they, in their last two big games,
they
hung in with Texas A&M. And a couple of years before that, I think they hung in there with Georgia. Another SEC team.
Well, and the thing is, KU loses that game. They're 0-for.
Uh-oh.
And then David Beatty, he'll be fired during the bye week. I think it's after their fourth game maybe.
We'll dive into Steve's predictions or the Fearless Forecaster's prediction. I'm excited for Fearless to come back around the station.
Yeah, Fearless has got to Actually, that'll probably be for Thursday since we have a Thursday night game.
Yeah, he's got to get his picks in.
Yeah, I better get my area picks. Got my area picks.
Well, Fearless's area picks.
Yeah, Fearless. He hasn't stopped in. We haven't seen him yet, so I'll have to do the picks.
We haven't even heard from him since last January.
You know, if he doesn't stop in, I'll have to do the picks.
That's true. So, well, we can find a way.
Okay.
All right, Steve, let's take our final break. One last preview of the busy day today for the Bullpups. We're back after this. This is According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
All right, we're wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. The sun is out. Sports are back.
Well, don't you think the shows are much more enjoyable now? We got high school sports and college sports back. The summer kind of drug.
I think it's enjoyable to listen to us babble on about nothing.
Well, it's kind of like Seinfeld. Show about nothing.
A show about nothing.
Yeah.
Which there were some days this summer that it was a show about nothing.
Yes, it was.
But we're glad to be back into the routine. You and I have had a crazy day already today, and it will continue to get crazier because we're jam-packed out at McPherson Stadium, or out at McPherson High School. Not much. Well, there will be a little bit going
on
at the stadium.
Mid-Kansas Online.
A little bit of both.
MidKansasOnline.com. We want to mention the Fall Sports Edition PDF.
Oh, yeah.
The hard copies aren't here yet. Hope to have them by Friday. But if you can't wait, go to MidKansasOnline.com. The PDF's up. We've got about 10 or 11 stories a day. We'll have days where we may have 15 to 20 stories.
There might be some days where we have 50, 100 stories.
Well, that's getting a little carried away. But there's some days that we could have 15 stories quite easily.
Another reminder for everything that is going on today. 3 o'clock, JV Tennis Invitational at the high school. So that parking lot is going to be packed. 5 o'clock, Volleyball Triangular. Andale, Winfield coming to town. Parking lot's going to be packed. Then, boys soccer out of the stadium to take on the Newton Railers. We're excited, Steve, because we know that all these teams competing today not only could have good days, but could have really big years. And volleyball's already played. They played this past weekend, finished third over in Hutch. But the soccer team, it's not an old team. It's a lot of juniors.
Right.
But this is a group that has a chance to have a really big year.
Yeah, I really do. Coach Adrian's been excited. They got that, you know, they practice on that unbelievable grass field now. They've done a great job of, you know, getting that grass field together. Wish we could get it for the football field, but the soccer pitch, now that is a pitch.
Yeah, that's a pitch. I'll give them that.
I've already been barred from taking my pitching wedge and going over and hitting wedge shots off that turf, so Shane Bacuse told me, no way you're going to be on that field. But Bullpup should be loaded. You know, they've got nine starters, I think. And they're going to be a really good team this year.
And Newton was 12-7 last year, lost in the state quarterfinals. Remember, that was the first game of the season for McPherson last year.
Right.
And that was a team that was still kind of trying to figure it out. Lost in double overtime. And ever since then, they rolled. They only had like one game last year, two games that they gave up more than two goals.
Right, right. Had a great defense. Should have a great defense again this year. And I've never seen Coach Adrian so excited. He's really pumped up and ready to go.
All right, Steve, we will take the air tonight about 7:20, but you'll be able to find us all throughout the afternoon roaming around over at football practice at the stadium, watching a little volleyball as they'll take on Winfield first. Maybe you'll even see Steve at Subway grabbing a bite to eat before getting ready for the game tonight.
Probably not.
But now we're getting back into the routine of getting here back, well, at least for me, getting back late at night, finishing up some sports, and our first real long day of the year.
And I'm coming in earlier. I've been, you know, I'm trying to get in around a little after 7 now.
He's trying to beat the sun.
Yeah, after I have to, of course, I lose 10 minutes by all the pills I'm taking for my ulcer that I developed somehow. So.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, let's wrap up today's show. We'll see you all tonight. It's going to be a fun one out at McPherson Stadium. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. It's Pulp Up Fall Sports Season back in action tonight.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.